Sally, Super Joe, both of them are gay, both of them are Chinese.
All right.
I don't know where to put my phone.
All right. Action, dude. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another exciting, spine-tingling November edition, election edition. My God, by the time this episode airs, we either have a competent president or the first black woman president, man. How wild is that? Joining us, as always, from the Michael Good podcast, a very controversial figure in the comedy scene, Michael Good. Joining us also is my boss, Alex Tomaselli, dude.
I like that you said joining as always.
As always.
I'm on every single episode.
Yeah.
You say it's good. It's the Morning Good podcast, too.
What is it?
It's the Morning Good podcast.
What did I call it?
The Michael Good podcast.
That's even better, dude. You should rebrand.
Someone, you know, pissed me off. One time I got brought up on a show because it's a play on words. It's about boners, you know, like hard.
Of course,
penises.
Morning.
Oh, I thought it was just the opposite of good morning.
No, no.
See, dude, Sally's dumb, dude. At least, like, I made a reasonable fuck up. I thought your podcast was your name.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know what an erection is because his parents were too embarrassed to give him the talk.
I don't get them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he just gets angry when he gets an erection. He doesn't understand what's going on. What's happening? He fucking really punches tingly. A wall.
Confusion. Dude. I got real pissed though. This woman brought me up one time. She's like, from the Good Morning podcast. Oh, that's a sweet name. Michael Good. I'm like, stop. I'm not wholesome.
That's actually
bad
pretty.
Boy.
That's nice, dude.
It was the wholesome.
Good Morning the Good Morning podcast with Michael Good.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh,
that's coffee
about,
cup
it
energy.
It could be about grief and you call it a good morning, like MOURN.
Ooh. Ooh, that's not a bad
and
one.
And it's like you, yeah, it's like, oh man.
Mm. I wanted to call it Dirty Mike and the Boys, but there's like six podcasts already called Dirty Mike and the Boys.
Each one blacker than the last.
Yeah.
That is not a white person name at
yo,
all.
Yo, it's Dirty Mike and the Boys. Dirty I can only Mike. Do, if I do a black guy, I can only do a deep black guy.
I can't really hide
it,
a black
it sucks
guy.
That we're living in like this renaissance of comedy, but we're not allowed to do a voice that's from a different race anymore.
I don't know who's stopping you.
Oh, I'll tell you who's stopping me. Hari Kondabolu is stopping me. He's saying, hey, you can't go up there and do a funny name. And then, like, my Asian grandmother was like, oh, yes, it's really a racist to do a voice that is not how you sound.
They
but
do,
it's like,
that's
it's
how
not
they sound.
My fault. Like, because, like, even, like, first generation people who actually have ethnic grandparents, they love doing that voice because they understand it's a funny fucking voice.
Oh, yeah. Or you ever seen an Asian guy open his eyes?
Yeah.
It's really funny.
It's fucking funny.
Oh, hi, my name's Mike. Yeah, I like sports.
Oh, baseball, fight chicken.
Game of Thrones is my favorite show. They do
so good. Wait, I got to show you. The guy goes, I think I'll use my credit card.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I'll get
South
a cup
Park,
of coffee.
Yeah.
So fun.
That's a universal thing for against Asians, too. Like, when they were playing in, I think, like, one of the World Cups against Mexico, every Mexican fan was like, ho, 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 like, in the stands.
But Mexicans are also Asian through the ice bridge.
That's true.
Yeah, Native Americans are Asian, according to my dad. I don't know if that's...
It's all... Everyone's from Africa.
Yeah,
it's everyone's like, really just, like, the ultimate N-word pass.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? We all can't. We all are black.
In a way, we all is the N-word.
Yeah. That feels really nice.
It's fucking. It's a good. It feels good to say that word.
Yeah,
buddy.
It's a wonderful word.
You're telling me.
It's
the best.
You
stub your toe. You're screaming it out.
Yeah.
Come on.
I for a whole decade in my high school, it was like completely acceptable for white guys to say the N-word.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it was like
soft
a that the early 2000s. It was like a renaissance.
Yeah.
And then it was around like 2000. Honestly, it was like when Trump got into the White House, people were like, okay, we got to reel it back. We've all been having a little too much fun.
Yeah.
There's numerous movies where white dudes just casually say the N-word.
Yeah, like, what
well,
was
not,
it?
Not casually. It's not like a dating scene.
What
He's
was
like,
that?
Well, yeah.
Malibu's Most Wanted. They made like a big deal that he said like the N-word. And
they
were like, you can't say the N-word. But
yeah.
That was a thing. Like, can white people... And a lot of white comedians around that time were dropping the N-word.
Every
like
single one.
Crazy.
And name one?
Huh?
Did it. Name one.
Oh, I know for a fact.
No, but name one you didn't think did it.
Oh.
Like Gafkin.
Yeah, I was about to say Gafkin.
Went hard, dude. Gafkin was dropping ends.
He's like, you know, the thing about Hot Pockets is some little N-word will come fucking take it.
If you ever burn your tongue on a Hot Pocket, what do you yell?
Yeah. Yeah, you know how we have Hot Pockets? I guess N-words have fried chicken. But it doesn't sound as good. Fried chicken.
There's like a...
Yeah, dude, actually, that was a fucking pop.
It's an
Nick
eternal
Kroll
bit.
Also would say the N-word like repeatedly on comedy. Oh, yeah. Everyone on like Comedy Bang Bang and Comedy Death Ray podcast.
Oh, interesting.
Always were dropping the, and like a lot of like the L.A. Sarah Silverman loved saying the N-word.
She loved it, dude.
She said on Bill Maher that one time because somebody got mad at her for saying chink in a joke, and this Asian guy's like, "You cannot say that word."
Great
and clip. she's like, "I'll drop this one too, bitch." Boop. Yeah.
She also was
the
like,
audience
you know,
is like,
yeah. Now she's like, "I'm glad that fucking Palestinians are being killed."
Yeah,
which is like,
she's wild.
Come on, dude. Hey. How about you show us those milkers, Sarah, before you get all
We talked about that, though. They're not that great.
Yeah, it's like, Sarah, you're getting all worked up. Why don't you take your top off and cool down a little bit?
Yeah. I want to, I don't know. Her ponytail is so cute to me. Just thinking
you
about
you want to fucking grab onto it?
And, yeah, maybe like
they
a reverse
love that
cowgirl
too.
Kind of thing. I'd see it swinging kind of like that.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Oh, shit, the fucking. So if there's any ambient noise, which I don't think so because I finally figured out the audio settings, the NYC marathon is happening.
There
right
was
outside.
A shooting, I'm guessing.
Oh, of course, dude. That's how they celebrate.
Yeah.
No, it's all the people like pulling up the rear end that have a heart attack. Those are the ambulances.
Oh, yeah.
They're just like loading a bunch of them. I think like, what is it? I think like there's like 15 to 17 heart attacks.
Really?
New York Marathon? Something
really?
Like that, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's wild.
Like, dude, I mean, like, I had a heart attack like 2 weeks ago. Like, it's not, it's like, you always think it's like, oh, God. Oh, dang it. But sometimes it's like, oh.
It just passes.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
Oof.
Bad like, ingestion.
Yeah, it's like, give me a second. Like, oh, I got to take a shit. Oh, no, that was just my heart fucking broken for a good minute. I once had a heart attack before I had to go up on stage and like, do you need an ambulance? I'm like, no. I need a 2-minute light. And they're like, Mr. Gorman, please, if you get up on that stage, we don't think you'll survive. I'm going up there, I'm killing. They're like, no human.
It's like the wrestler, right? Isn't that what happens in the wrestler?
Exactly, that's exactly what happens. They're like, you can't fucking tell this racist joke.
He's like, it's what I do. It's what I do.
Your vocal box will collapse if you say the N-word too many times. Doing
the
your G's pandering
are too grating. Yeah.
It's too much. I have like x-rays of my voice and shit. Ah, whatever, dude. I'm not worried, dude. In the immortal words of Freddie Mercury, who wants to live forever?
Mm. Yeah, not me.
Yeah.
No, that's why I was getting fucked up last night.
Oh, yeah. You went, yeah,
Michael,
what happened?
Good.
Yeah, yeah. No, we went to Pumps, which is the worst. We went to karaoke. Boho Karaoke. Yeah. Fantastic place. You got to go to the one Lower East Side. It's just it's beautiful, dude. It's like, I did, what song did I do? I did Kids by MGMT.
Oh, yeah. Bam, bam, bam. I just
that's
watched the music video.
Oh, it's wild,
insane.
Dude. Oh, it's wild, dude. That's like a real baby. So, like, the baby actually was going through all that.
Yeah, the baby was being like, they were traumatizing again. And that's why they turned off the comments on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the comments are disabled probably because everyone's like, this. Like, even I was like, this is like a bit much.
Yeah.
It's not like they just like happened. Like, I don't know. There's no way to really justify it. Or, like, there was like one where like they're crying, but then like there's another one where the kid's laughing. It's like, oh, they just. They can at least like say, like, oh, we just filmed this kid over the course of like 7 hours.
Yeah.
And that's just and that if they had some kind of disclaimer about that.
Well, it's also they do the twin loophole because you can only work a kid like 40 hours as an actor. So they have a twin baby they swapped in there for the music video shooting.
Oh, that's a bit much, dude.
Yeah.
I'll probably
it's like the Olsen twins.
Maybe I'll have like a little clip or something. The Olsen twins. That was like their breakout role.
Yeah, but that's what they did. No, I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
that, no, I mean like all sitcoms. That was very common in the 90s.
Yeah, Ray Romano, they couldn't work it. There's two Ray Romanos. He was a twin.
Yeah, he was the evil Ray Romano that killed people.
I can't help
that, bro.
Wait, how does he talk? Holy shit.
Ray Romano?
No that's his brother.
You're doing Brad Garrett.
That's his brother, yeah. Wow.
Deborah. All right, I'm Ray Romano. Oh, bad, definitely bad. He's just Rain Man.
I get it.
Rain Man Morano. Oh, they gotta have done that one.
What was the show? What was the whole premise of the show?
Everyone loves Ray.
Dude,
they love him. Everyone wants to suck Ray's dick.
Yeah. That's what it is. He inviting
it happened again. I got my cock sucked.
Yeah.
He's always got it. And that's why Brad Garrett's the incel cop. Like, I'd like to get my cock sucked. Hey, Ray, you know, I think one of us would like to get our cock sucked, too.
You know what I watched today? Speaking of getting cock sucked, you ever see that homeless ladies man video? It's the best thing in the world. There's this guy who's like this total bro. He's like a homeless guy. And he's like, if you're not getting laid in New York City, you're fucking up. There's 8 million people in there. And what he does is he just spends all day hitting. I think he's dead now. But this was very cool in like AIDS. 2014. Probably AIDS.
He's dead. Wait, he videoed this?
He might be dead. So
did he videotape all this?
Variety did like an interview with him. And the guy basically was like, he's a homeless ladies man. So he has all day to hit on women.
Nice.
And he'll steal like cologne and toothpaste and stuff like that. And so he just shacks up with women. But it's like he all day is like, yeah, I'm going to get drunk and hit on chicks all day. And it eventually works for him because out of like thousands of women, one of them's gonna.
There's always like one
guy.
Damaged fucking rape victim I don't deserve to be. I don't deserve love. I deserve to be punished and fucking and getting borderline raped by this homeless man. Is the punishment I deserve because I'm a bad person. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, but he's so confident. It's like he's fucking homeless. He's got shit in his pants.
But
like, who cares? Because like, honestly. We could get all worked up about that, and fellas, like, that's like a response, like, why can't I have a fucking, why can't I just have it? It's like, just get a fucking prostitute. Just relax, baby.
Yeah.
Get some drugs.
Yeah.
Get a prostitute. Like, don't fucking
get a personality,
up.
Too. That's
you don't
cool
need
too.
A personality, dude. Personalities
do
are
you think
look at some of these, like, non-personality people in our very own comedy scene.
Name
well, that is their personality.
I wish, dude. Just like all these white guys that are doing, you know, like where it's like, not you, Michael Good, but I mean like the ones with like a darkness behind their eyes, you know, where it's like they got like real jobs and shit. It's like, just go back to your real job.
If
they, like their paychecks have multiple commas, you know, where it's like,
well,
all right.
That, like, they're like, I'm like, technically that is a joke, but that all didn't right. give me... any, I don't know, it didn't make the hair stick up in the back of my
right,
head.
Right, no, it's like, because it's not like a feeling of like, I don't deserve to be here.
Right.
Because there are people that do comedy in lieu of personality, but they don't have anything to talk about when they're on stage.
Right.
And a lot of them are like these Instagram, TikTok style where they have like a million fucking followers, but like they have no fucking, like, what's your deal? Like, I don't, and I'm probably just sounding like a fucking old man.
Yeah.
Because I am. I'm an old man, so it's
I
like, I
like
know it's
if
not
you started
meant for me.
To, when people get off stage to start doing this big. What's your fucking deal?
What is your fucking deal? I'm like Mark Maron. What's your fucking deal, man? But I'm really just trying to figure out like how to get into the algorithm myself. But like, I'm just really abrasive about it.
Oh, I was talking to somebody else about this. I so badly want to be on those like trendy comedy shows where it's like,
I love that.
Where it's like Bubble Night at the Grift Room, and it's like me on like a flyer with a bunch of other
looking
comics.
Good. Everyone's fucking. Everyone looks fucking gorgeous.
You
want to
do the dating shows? Where
oh
like,
yeah, I so just want to be in that scene.
They're
like,
oh, this next comic, he said that he plays Fortnite when a girl's around. What do you say to that?
Okay, you're like, you got me, you got me. Like, it's like, I'm like blushing on stage, and I'm just on all these flyers, and I'm just like,
this guy can turn any kind of produce into a pipe.
Yeah,
girl, give me a carrot.
If there are any terrorists watching... Do something to one of those places.
Wouldn't that be cool? They fucking firebomb a fucking shitty venue.
I would accept no responsibility.
Really? Yeah. I would be like, this. We claim this fucking terrorist attack in the name of Super Sally Joe's.
Can you convert to... There's white guys in ISIS, right?
Isn't absolutely. You're looking at them. Damn, dude. ISIS fucking rules, though.
Dude, it's so nice to just believe in something
and
that
like,
much.
They keep saying, like, we got to be beware of Project 2025. It's, like, going to work out just fine for us white guys.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really fucking give a fuck. Brother. If that, that's what... Oh, I get to fucking boss women around and have, like, more power. And I get get forgiven by... God forgives, dude. And I don't... Like, they're saying, like, oh, careful. We're going to make this a fucking Christian nation. Oh, the religion where God's fucking chill about everything. You just have to, like, say, like, saw we... And then, like, you're fucking good. Yes, please.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, don't fucking kill or fucking rob or anything, but if you do, you got to be really sorry. It's like, sorry.
Well, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to become a porn dealer because porn's going to get outlawed in Project 2025.
Is it really?
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a bunch of, like, what do you call them? Old, maybe iPod touches and just load them up with porn. And just
Like those fuckheads like touches. Jordan Peterson and those, like, healthy life influencers are like, oh, actually, it's wrong to fucking jerk off.
This really does bug me. When I was like a teenager, it's like I had conservative friends, liberal friends. My conservative friends were cokeheads that were like, let's fucking bang chicks tonight.
Ooh,
and then now it's like this like guy who's just mean to big titted whores on the internet.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, it's like sitting now, he's like, you think a man will ever respect you? I'm like, why can't?
Yeah,
why can't fucking whores be a neutral party thing?
Yeah. Everyone should love a whore, dude.
I love whores.
You should, as a young man, you should date numerous slutty women.
Every time I see Riley Reed behind a microphone, I'm like, I love you.
I'll listen to whatever you have to say. But then she's like, we got to outlaw pornography. And it's like, all right, shut up, bitch.
Yeah, immediately after. Yeah, it's like, but she's right, like, one time I farted cum out of my asshole. I'm like, I would marry you
like
right now.
When Mia Khalifa is like.
Mia Khalifa is annoying.
Yeah, she needs to shut up and put a fucking duke in that mouth. Well, you know what's funny? It was like she was the only Arab woman in porn. So like whenever they had like scenes where she was like supposed to fuck her sister or her mother too, they had to get like a Mexican and put her in a fucking shawl and shit.
That's
dude.
So funny.
It fucking rules, dude. But, like the porn industry is really like.
I kind of almost wish she had a unibrow. I don't know. I kind of like hairy Middle Eastern women.
Ooh, you want that Frida Kahlo look?
Yeah,
huh?
You always like something weird, Mike.
You just like that. You like that ethnic otherness.
Yeah. Something's got to be off. Hairy armpits.
Ooh, fucking American beauty standards are lost on your beautiful culture.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like I kind of want like a really liberal woman to be like a fucking mean to me.
Really?
Tell me I'm using the wrong words.
Ooh,
and stuff like that.
Michael Good.
Really?
Yeah.
Michael Good by name, Michael Very Good by reputation.
I don't know. I'm exploding with horniness all the time.
All the time?
Yeah, all
what
the time.
What do you do?
I jerk off a lot.
How often do you jerk off?
I come at least twice every day. That's not a
That's
ton.
That's not bad, morning and evening?
Yeah. But anytime? If I'm having sex, then it'll be like two or three times. Like
you check off
on top of
sex?
Having sex?
No, I'll have sex, and if I have sex with a woman that night, I'll fuck her two or three times. Okay. So it'll be like a total of four comes.
Do you take like any kind of like Viagra pills
or
anything?
Of course.
Nah,
I took them the other night. That was the problem. Is this girl hit me up, so I took a Blue Chew. And then she's like, it's going to be a while. And I was like, you know, I'm going to go sleep. So I took a Klonopin.
Ooh.
And then she's like, actually, let's hang
Sally's
out.
Sally's shaking
so took,
his head in disgust.
I took
this
more,
is so much
I took
bad.
More
this
Blue
bad.
Chew to fight the Klonopin. I was like,
oh,
let me
no,
stay away.
Dude. Well,
this
is,
and then she didn't get back to me. And then I took more Klonopin to counteract the
you
Blue Chew.
You should have died. You should be dead.
That's so funny.
It's like five Klonopin.
That's no. These are like little pieces of Klonopin. I'm not just eating
Klonopin. So like he had like one Viagra or one Klonopin.
Yeah, a little razor blade just snipping off chunks of Klonopin.
It's like that fucking scene where they're cutting a bean in half and it's like so fucking thin, the Klonopin so thin it's see-through.
Yeah.
He's like, I hope this is enough to get me hard.
It liquefies on your tongue.
Yeah.
I like that.
I love when people ask me what Klonopin feels like. It feels like you're on a yellow airplane in the 1950s and you're smoking a cigarette and the flight attendant's a blonde lady with a beautiful bush. She's sucking your dick while you're smoking it. That's what Klonopin feels like to me.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How do you get those?
You say, I have anxiety, I'm nervous.
My doctor's going to be like, all right, you got to eventually like figure something out. Like, I'm like, I got everything. And he's like, just fucking try exercising and losing weight. I'm like, just give me
this. Well, this happened. I went through one thing. This is how insane this is. I went through one thing where I had a lot of anxiety. And I almost didn't. Yeah, it was very homosexual. But the doctor's like, yeah, you'll only be on this for 2 weeks. And this is 5 years later. You're like, damn, that was a complete lie. They fucking want to get you on it. But it's also like, I think I'm sort of responsible. I don't know. I lie about how much I do it. I take it probably four times a week.
That's not too bad, but that's still like a lot for a man.
I drink with it, yeah.
Hell yeah, there
I definitely
go.
Drink with it.
You get the real effects.
Oh,
damn, do you think like if you didn't do any of that shit, your boner would be like normal again?
So my thing is, I can, that's more performance anxiety based. Like my dick works, like there's this one girl I hook up with and she's very nice. And she's like, I don't even care if you get hard. That makes it hard.
Really?
But then I don't want to disappoint somebody. So it's more of like, you know, maybe it has something to do with my father.
It has to do with you probably don't even really like the women you're having sex with.
That's not true. The women I
have. Yeah, Sally, shut the fuck up.
Nah, you don't even know. If you're not getting hard for the women you like, then you're just something's deep down.
No.
Sally's never had sex with a woman he likes, though, by comparison.
Yeah.
He's only had sex with women he hates.
It actually is harder for me to get hard with women I like because I'm worried about disappointing them versus, like, I'll fuck an ugly girl and I'll be rock hard. Because I'm like, this
Oh, we
is
have
a,
talked about
there's
this
no
before.
Pressure.
Yeah. It's just fun. In real life.
Yeah. And it's also like, who cares? You're about to be dead in like a few hours.
Yeah.
Might as well give you one last pleasant memory.
Yeah.
That's got to be crazy. That's actually the best way to go out to get like immediately murdered after having sex.
Oh,
because there's
like
no
Gone
way
Girl.
You think you're going to get fucking killed.
Yeah.
Like that's like the safest you ever feel is like right when you're having sex. Like, oh, damn, I'm fucking safe.
Yeah. Like Neil Patrick Harris in Gone Girl when she slits his throat right when he comes. Not a bad way. Like, you know,
it would have been
not a worse way to die.
Oh, I've never seen Gone Girl.
What's her name? Who's the girl? Oh, fuck.
Rosamund Pike.
Dude, she's bad in that movie.
And then doesn't Basic Instinct's kind of similar to thing?
I mean, it's like it's a terrifying idea of what if no one believed a man, which has never happened. But it's a very scary. It's like
a scary
that's
world.
Like a horror movie where it's like, what if the cops didn't immediately believe the guy? It's like, oh god, I gotta sit down. That's like scary. It's like, damn, dude. I don't know. I don't think like I you know what? If a man killed his wife, just let it be, dude. Let them figure it out.
Yeah, it's like the same way that marital rape is not marital murder is a different thing too. You agreed to.
You don't understand.
Hands.
You don't understand the nuance of marriage.
Is this diarrhea? Ooh. Okay, I'm holding it. We're good.
Do you have diarrhea? You gotta go take a little.
I got it. No, I'm keeping it in. I'm holding the whole episode.
You get out, there's like a brown stain on it. Hey, thanks for having me, dude.
Shit.
I'm like, what happened? Like, oh, I think the dog might have shit on me.
Dude, I've said this.
I think I sat down and shit before I got on the pod.
I've said this is the best episode of Joe Rogan or a podcast like this. I love to do a podcast where I bring on a serious scientist and then just shit my pants quietly and just see if they bring it up. Yeah. The whole room just smells like imagine fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson and Joe Rogan just diarrhea as hard and he has to like.
He's so scientific that you care.
Yeah,
like,
did you?
He's like, what was that? Anyway, so he's like, like a little baby, just like kind of makes like a little like uncomfortable face and just like keeps on having a conversation. Like, babies just know how to fucking duke and move on with life, dude. Like, it's like fucking. Because. You know, that you got to get that baby like no sense of shame. Like, yeah, I fucking shit myself. It's inevitability. It's like,
yeah.
Once you go to fucking, once you start like kindergarten, and you start being around like your peers, we would all shit our pants. But like at one point, like it's ingrained. Like, oh, it's wrong to do that because somebody else in elementary school was like, you can't shit your pants.
Yeah.
But somebody told that kid they can't shit their pants.
Do you think ass wiping was always? Do you think cavemen wiped their ass?
No, they didn't. Of course they didn't. I also think they had a different diet.
Yeah,
that made them like not have. I think like it's
they
all these
clean
like
dumps.
It's honestly a lot of it is like all the processed foods we eat is a big reason why we have such messy shits.
Yeah,
and about, if we were eating like full like organic foods, we probably wouldn't have like as many messy shits.
They cleaned it, but yeah, I don't think they did not have. They might have like if it was messy, wiped with a leaf. But yeah, they don't. They like, were pretty. They also because they were so rugged back then, like as humans, that like shit didn't affect their bodies the same way. Like if you leave shit on your skin, it'll like rot your skin.
No, well,
not my.
Yeah,
not
well,
my shit.
I've had five women shit on my chest.
Have you really?
No,
okay. Because like, dude, you're a little fucking freak. Like,
I'm kidding. I've been peed on, but I've never. Yeah,
that's not. Well, you were in like the fucking boys' room shower when that happened. Yeah, that was just some high school boys being boys, dude.
Coach Andrews. Yeah. Yeah, but that's a different thing.
You get a rash though if you don't wipe. That's why the babies get rashes. You don't wipe them the right way.
Yeah, or it's like also from like the irritation of like the. Paper itself. Look, I mean, I'm an adult man that deals with like diaper rash on the daily almost.
This is a great
thank
shitting
you,
table.
Yeah, thank you, Bengay. Oh my God, it's the best. I put myself underneath it.
give me 2 years.
Kelly.
Give me 2 years. I would sit under this and have a woman shit on
it. Oh yeah, dude, chilly night.
You're such a weirdo, dude.
Yeah, it's so what funny because like
something did happen
you know
to you
really
along
funny?
The way.
No, something I for sure was molested. I don't know.
That's like
I don't know for sure, but I'm like. It's just weird stuff. But like I remember when I was a kid, we went to this restaurant called Buca di Beppo. I don't know if it's a chain.
I love Buca di Beppo.
Yeah,
love Buca di Beppo. Don't tell me the fucking way to put a finger up your ass too.
Yes. Yeah. And they went, mwah.
You want an extra marinara? Yeah.
Tell me when. And he just kept going. Tell me when. But there's pictures of like naked women and stuff like that.
Yes.
So I remember they gave us crayons, and I remember me and my friends. I was like, "Dude, what's the craziest thing we could draw?" And I drew a woman urinating into a man's mouth when I was like six. I'm like, "Isn't that crazy?" And then I just became that guy in the picture one day.
It's so fucking crazy.
You're like the fucking kid that like. After you hang out with one of your friends, the friends get in trouble for talking about what you talked about.
Yeah, all the time, dude.
And like, it's like, hey, who looked at all this weird shit on the family computer? It was Michael Gunn. It wasn't me.
That happened to me with my cousin when I was a kid.
He peed in your mouth?
No, he didn't pee in my mouth. We played, you know, Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah.
You know his villains, like Neo Cortex the other, I forgot the other, Nitro.
Wait, real quick. It feels like they're cheering on our podcast.
They are, dude.
Crash Bandicoot.
These guys fucking
shit in your mouth.
Maybe I'll leave the ambient sound in because it does sound like we're crushing.
Like talking about getting shit on and pissed on.
Yeah. Neocortex Nitro from Crash Bandicoot. Me and my boys would call them Dickhead and Butthead because that's what they look like. And my little cousin hung out with us one day, and we did that. And he went back home and told his dad that we played a video game where a character had a butt for a head and a penis for a head. And then, dude, my dad came into my room and was like, "You playing a game where, like..." And I was like, "No." And he goes, "Can you, like, we're going to go to the video store. Just show me the game." And I had to show him Crash Bandicoot and be like, "This is it." And he had to look at it and be like,
"There's no penis here.
Your uncle's a fucking retard." Like, yeah, like, he really said that to me. It was so funny.
That's so
awesome,
funny.
Dude.
It ruled.
Dude, I remember.
Maybe, I never trusted my cousin the same after that.
No, either. You can't, dude, because it's also about... He was probably like, "I want to play this game." And he was like, "Why would you go tell
your? Why would you go tell your fucking parents that?"
Yeah, he's
you
a
always
bitch.
Tell your parents because you don't learn. Well, you have to like learn to like not trust yeah. your parents.
I snitched on my dad all the time, but that's I feel like that's a little different.
How'd you snitch on your dad?
Because he would be like, he didn't.
Mom, dad, put
it.
His finger yeah. in the maid again.
He wouldn't express like he wasn't a dad about it. He'd be like, "Hey, just don't tell your mom. Yeah. We went to see X-Men." And then I'd come home, my mom would be like, "What'd you do today?" And I like wouldn't want to lie to my mom, so I would tell her, and then she would get mad at my dad, and I'd be like, "Well, I didn't know. Like, I don't want to lie to my mom, and you're not telling me why because you hate my mom." Yeah. So it's like, stop.
Well, yeah, what he should have been is like, "Hey, your mom gets upset when you watch these kinds of movies, but I know you're mature enough to see it." So
nah, he should have sat me down and like, "Yo, we're boys, and there's certain shit you never do, and you never tell on your boys. And tonight, we're gonna do that." That's how I would have, dude. I would have like been like, "Yes, sir." Like, yeah, that's how my mind worked. Instead, he was just like, "Hey, like, just don't tell your mom." And I was like, "Okay." And so I went home. My mom's like, "How was my beautiful boy's day?" And I'm like,
"We watched X-Men.
We went to see X-Men because I love you. I didn't get scared." So
no, I get that. I'm a very confessy guy too. But I was thinking about the most trouble I got in for saying something bad. I remember this was like in elementary school. Somebody broke me up with my third grade girlfriend. She's like,
"Oh yeah, I remember break, dude." I remember using people to break up with people.
Oh dude, I was so pissed. It ruled. Broke me up with my girl, my girlfriend at the time. You're good.
Damn, and wait a minute, there's a service for this.
Yeah. I went around saying, "I wish I could shove a gun up her ass and shoot it." And I got like,
dude, Michael, good. Like, this is all like. I was like, incel
Michael
Good.
If
I was like any kind of social worker, I'd be like, "All right, well, I gotta fucking report this guy.
This guy's doing pee-pee and mouth pictures. He's talking about shoving guns.
Like, he's showing like
the file gets thicker."
Yeah. I'm like a forensics inspector, and I'm like, it's like all these telltale signs of like a fucking. Michael goes home. He's like, "Another incredible podcast recording. His closet is full of like cut up women parts and shit. Like, a bed made out of human skin."
Well, the funniest is like, I remember like they took me in the office. They're like, "Did you say you wish you could shove a gun up Elliot Clare's ass and shoot it?" And I said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 no, no. I said butt, not ass." I thought that's what I was in trouble for. I could not comprehend the rest of it being a problem.
Nice.
Because in my mind, I was like, this is clearly like a metaphor. I'm not going to shove a gun up a 10-year-old's ass
access
and
for
shoot
a gun,
it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even logistically work. I think I just heard that in like a movie or something.
You just got to like know about it. Like, I wish I knew like the power of denial back then. Like,
oh,
where it's
yeah.
Because like, they don't have like recordings or anything.
I didn't fucking say that.
Yeah.
I say that. And get
I know.
Like,
I wish.
Say
dude.
That fucking bullshit.
I would
bitch.
Also teach my kid that and be like, "Yo, no matter what you get caught with, just deny it until you see me."
Yeah.
When we hang out,
if I had a kid,
and I
dude,
talk to you, then I'll be like, "All right, go tell him this part."
Yeah. It's like, this. None of this shit fucking matters. You know?
Teach him to be a nihilist.
I'm going
to
teach you how to fucking kill.
Yeah. You turn him into
it's
a
like,
sociopath.
So here's
nihilist.
What you do. Here's what you do. You let the ones that have always been nice to you know not to go to school the next day.
Yeah. Then you.
Yeah.
You're like,
Michael Good, you've always been cool. Don't go to the open mic tomorrow.
You're like Johnny Depp in Black Mass when he sits the kid down. It's like, it's only a crime if people see it.
Yeah.
That's what we gotta, that's
that
how
one.
We got to treat our kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not a good movie. Don't watch it.
And I remember being wildly disappointed by it.
Same.
That was like supposed to be like, oh, this is Johnny Depp's like return to like hard R movies because he's just been doing like so many.
Ooh.
Disney movies and like
Tim Burton.
Yeah, I've been doing just like a bunch of like PG-13 like family like commercial cash in, so it's like, oh, he's getting back to the real shit.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah, not good.
He's a bitch in that.
Yeah.
It's just not good.
I didn't even say that confidently. You ever say something like that and you're like, I'm the bitch. Yeah. I was like, is he some pussy ass bitch?
He needs to be cool again.
Yeah, Johnny. Cool again. I think it's cool that he did cocaine and beat his girlfriend up.
I think it's wildly cool. I think it's also cool they told everyone that she shit in the bed.
Yeah.
Which you really should just keep to yourself.
Did she fuck Elon Musk too? That's got to be a weird guy.
What a weird guy. Yeah. I mean, imagine having
the
sex
robot
with, like,
will videotape us.
Yeah. Imagine having sex with like a legitimately retarded person just because he's rich. But it's like, he's so fucking rich.
He's really
like, you're
retarded.
Just a fucking whore. Yeah. Like, oh, he charmed you? How? He's retarded. He's literally a retarded human.
A retarded frog
rockets.
Human.
These rockets are dead.
Yeah, you look at him, I'm like, this guy's fucking retarded. I was like, this guy's a fucking retard.
I thought it was so funny in Pineapple Express when you dated Seth Rogen as a teenager.
Yeah.
I remember like people being like, he's a real life Iron Man.
He was in Iron Man too.
Yeah, and I'm like, why is Iron Man retarded in our world? Know. This is like a fucking Tony Stark with one less chromosome. Yeah, I don't need
could you please suck my penis?
No, that's not him. Wait, I had him a second ago.
You do it.
Yeah, you had to like, could you?
Move your eyes closer together.
the Tesla car. No, it's not. What was that?
I had it. I don't know, man.
He's
really
a nutter butter, all right.
Yeah.
We're going to watch rocket videos later.
Maybe would you make out with him if he asked?
You know what? I've always wanted to comedically make out with a man, and I think he would be the one that would be.
Really? Sally's always said the same thing. Maybe you guys should.
I want to learn how to theater kiss where you're not actually doing it, but it looks like you know what I mean? There's a way.
There's not
it.
A way, dude. They actually kiss.
Is yeah, that they true? Actually. Oh, they no. Act- yeah, no. If the theater way
no,
is you just.
No, theater kiss is like.
Yeah, or they yeah. nor you like move so the camera makes it seem like you're not.
Oh, you put your hand over the moon.
Yeah, yeah. Or you grab the back of their head and hold it so they can't see where your lips are touching.
Show,
it's a whole thing.
Show the camera.
Do you want?
Sally.
Yeah, it's like.
Show them how it's done. Oh, yeah. Okay, I got the screen grab for this episode.
Please do it. Please do it. That'd be so funny, dude.
30:04 or something like that.
What if the
30 minutes in? It's right there.
That's such a good one, dude.
Oh, that's perfect, dude.
One of the gayest things I ever done. I was in Spain. We're already pretty homosexual.
That's pretty. That's a wildly gay place to be.
Oh yeah.
Friend.
This girl, she goes, "I will suck your dick if you peck that guy in the lips." Ooh. And then he's like, "Dude, I don't want to do this, but if you're gonna get your dick sucked, we're gonna."
You
do
gotta.
This.
Yeah, I would have too. A stranger.
I will be. I'd be gay like, oh, for pussy. Yeah.
For the for one of the boys.
Yeah.
You gotta do it.
But then we both kissed, and she's like, "I'm not gonna fucking blow you." And I was like,
"Damn,
oh,
that's
damn,
that's
dude." I
would have
been like, "Yes, you fucking are by fucking by literally by Spanish law."
Yeah.
You have like, hey, we ain't in America, bitch.
Yeah.
You don't have rights in Europe. You're as a woman, rights in Europe.
Yeah.
I don't think
now,
so.
Now. That's adios. So funny too, because I like it was like an exchange program, and all I did was just get fucking so drunk and smoke cigarettes all the time.
Yeah, because you could.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, I didn't really know the language or have. It was. I don't know.
You didn't need to.
The guy was. I was staying with the fucking douche. He kept being like, "Yo, you want me to hook you up with that girl?" And then he'd just go bang that girl. Oh, he cucked me hard one time.
Nice.
This one's crazy. So we were upstairs at his place, and he goes, "My parents won't let me hang out with my girl from my room alone. So if you while you're playing." You're watching YouTube videos, I'm going to fuck her in the back. I was like, no, that's not cool. And he's like, no. Don't be a dick. You play video games or whatever on the computer, and I'm just going to bang this chick. So
yeah,
I just,
why not?
Well, then now there's
what, did you heard it, like, in right in back of you?
I just blasted music or something.
You should have been like, can I get a little taste afterwards?
Was it, like here?
Now I would have done that.
Was it over here behind the couch?
It was like, I guess it was far enough away, but I'm like, I don't know.
What's the problem?
I wouldn't have liked that either. I would have just left.
I'd be like, hey, can I get a little taste of that fucking little cinnamon bun
like,
after it's been properly
glazed? You gotta
throw
like M&M's at him or something.
Yeah, now I should have just, or I should have farted while
you probably should have just like fucking pulled your dick out and gotten in on it too, dude. What's he gonna say?
The me now would in a heartbeat do that.
Damn, dude, let's get a time machine going. We all go back and get a turn on this fucking teenager.
Dude, I don't know what fucking.
We all go, I get to visit Europe for the first time and like,
yeah. I mean, I don't know what happened to me, but there's so many occasions.
You must
like
have gotten molested and didn't know about it, dude.
That's possible.
You probably got blackout drunk, maybe got raped by a man.
That's very
possible.
Let's
like possible. Fucking let's hook up to like this sub fucking subconscious fucking like interview cut.
Peel the
thing.
Layers
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
okay, close your eyes, Michael. We want to go back in time.
Ah, no.
You're being born. You're the first newborn with an erection. The umbilical cord was wrapped around your
the
neck when it came
out. Pulled me
out
and just sucked my dick.
Like, damn.
I've never seen a baby's dick so big.
Yeah.
And he is a Jewish doctor.
Yeah.
This is just for scientific research.
Ooh. Ma'am, he is your son. His balls are already empty.
I just had to empty his balls to make sure. Jesus, good for the baby.
Times were, we know different stuff now. Back then, that's what we thought was. That's how we thought
it was. The 90s were just so different, dude.
We just sucked babies' penises. Yeah.
It was the 90s, girlfriend. What else were we going to do?
I do have real early memories. Like, three I remember. I remember the year three. I remember my neighbor having a clown mask
okay,
on
you got
it. Okay, there it is.
There it is, dude. I remember a clown mask hovering over
mask,
my crib.
A flash of a blade. My parents were crying. Yeah. And then silence.
All the pictures after that, I don't smile.
Dude, one of the worst things ever.
Yeah, who stole Michael's smile? Damn, dude.
You ever seen a clown frown?
Like, bro, this is not even a joke. There's lots of pictures of me as a kid just not smiling.
Uh-oh.
In photographs.
Damn, we're figuring something out. Damn, this is like becoming like a true crime podcast
before
our eyes. Mm. Who was that mysterious neighbor with a clown mask?
It's Gacy. He just lives next to John H. Gacy. William. Wait, how do you say his name?
William H. Gacy.
William H. Casey?
No. It's William H. Casey. you believed it for a second. That's right. Yeah.
John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah. Dude, that guy's crazy.
William H. Casey.
William H. Casey.
William H. Casey.
I'm going
to
fuck a kid and eat it. Or whatever he did.
Dude, the craziest I heard an interview with a guy who escaped Gacy, and like there's a couple of those guys who like got like real close, and then they were like, yeah, something feels wrong about this guy who put a knife to my neck. I didn't believe.
Yeah.
And they're crazy, dude. Like, imagine like almost being sued. Like, my ex, she almost got kidnapped when she was a kid. A van came up and they said come in.
Oh.
And right as that happened, her dad walked outside and like stopped them, and they found out the guy was like a creep. But it's like, her life could have been a nightmare. She could have never met me.
Well, yeah, it's so much worse now.
Yeah.
Or they're still together.
We
now.
Get in fights. She's like, I wish I was taking that van. Yeah,
God. Yeah. Sex slavery seems like a treat compared to you. You're talking about pee. You want me to pee on you again? I could get paid to do this.
Different world. When I was a kid, I remember the worst thing was my brother told me that my parents paid my friends to hang out with me, and they got tipped. They laughed at my jokes.
Really?
So for like a couple years, I was just like, fuck, man. All my friends are paid.
Are you
serious?
I think
that might be the comedy origin of me.
That's such a good bit.
It's crazy.
That is a wild bit.
Dude, I'm starting to think that kind of fucked me up a little bit because I want approval so bad in my life. And I'm like, maybe that's what it is.
You're just your brother instilling...
We went fucking oof,
right? Really peeled back.
This is fucking powerful, baby. Yeah.
The cerebral.
You're gonna like work it out. Now you're gonna like get into a long term relationship and be full, truly happy.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna get hard
throw out all
regularly.
Those blue chews.
No
just
more
in the river.
Yeah.
I just throw them like it's
dramatically flush them down the toilet. Yeah.
Or I like the Batman Begins. Like I just like where he throws the gun.
Oh yeah,
and then
yeah.
I just move to Asia and just fuck chicks with it. I just do the same thing, but just fuck chicks.
Nice.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. I think it's like, I don't think it's unhealthy the way I'm horny. I think it's just always been who I am.
Oh, I like that.
I remember just humping pillows as a kid. As a big pillow humper. Yeah.
Nice.
Same. I always, every time I watched James Bond and he hooked up with a chick, I'd be like, I'm hard.
Why am I not hooking up with James Bond?
Yeah.
The funniest story.
Why is James Bond kissing that woman and not
speaking of mood? My brother, too? It's really funny, too, because he would tell me shit. Like, he was just so full of shit. Like, I remember he's like, dude, one time I fucking banged Jamie Lynn Spears.
Whoa!
He's like, yep, nope. She took me, put me between her legs and did this. Just like, and I was like, damn.
Dude, that's probably not far from the truth, given how, like, she got knocked up by Dan Schneider.
Mm.
Isn't that crazy? The fucking... adult producer of all that and various Nickelodeon shows is also the biological father of Jamie Lynn Spears.
I don't, that's not.
That's 100% true.
Really?
I guarantee you, this isn't a bit. Dan Schneider is the biological father of Jamie Lynn Spears' daughter. Look it up. For instance, for reference, this is Dan Schneider. This is Jamie Lynn Spears. And this is their biological kid. It's all there, folks.
Give me
do
one
the research.
Second.
Type in Jamie Lynn Spears, Dan Schneider, Reddit. Do your own research. Isn't that cool? Like, I could be telling people how to vote politically, but instead I'm accusing a grown man of fathering a fucking 16-year-old kid.
I'm not trying to distract.
No, I'm trying to impress. But I get it.
Is this Zoe 101? I used to love Zoe 101, dude.
That was a little after my time.
I wanted to go to that school so bad.
Why? Because you could get a girl pregnant?
Yeah. Well, she was hot, too.
That was, like, so cool that, like, Britney Spears lost her mind.
When I was that age, you know.
Britney Spears lost her mind, and then, like, Jamie Lynn Spears was, like, knocked up, and we're like, oh, damn, this whole Spears family is fucking trash.
Yeah.
That was fucking tight. What a fall from grace, because it used to be like, look how fucking good Britney Spears looks. Look at her fucking tight little body, America.
Yeah.
And now it's like, look at this fucking insane bitch, America.
Yeah. Yeah, that
she
was so
with
funny.
A tight little body still.
That was so funny.
Not anymore.
When people were like, defend her, you know, she's not crazy.
Yeah.
And then we all realized that was complete horseshit.
Yeah.
She's completely out of her.
Yeah, we need to fucking re-enslave this bitch.
Yeah.
We should have never freed her, dude.
Naked
it's like
with
the
knives,
ring,
dude.
Where it's like, we got to fucking free this girl from the well, and then we free her. Like, whoopsie doodle, dude.
There's a few people like this where I think we should bring slavery back for her. Also, Mike Myers should be enslaved to do Shrek. As much as we want.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, and, like, let's be true, dude. Terry Crews, look how big and strong he is. He could be fucking pulling up so many. He could be working in the fields all day, dude.
That's interesting. He could.
Like, look, it's like a fucking muscle.
Slave to end all slaves. We just had one really strong one.
You just, yeah.
One slave.
And then we have him breed all the other Terry Crews's.
It's like a sign. Gentlemen.
This is so bad.
You've been breeding too many damn slaves weekly when you just need one slave strongly. Imagine a slave with the strength of several oxen.
We get Serena Williams and him to have kids.
Yeah.
There you go.
That'd be cool.
Michael, right, so sign off on it, Michael.
I
sign off on it. I Michael Good, support slavery.
Well, like, you know how each generation...
I'm kidding. This is crazy that's on camera.
Each generation kind of
flips. It's crazy that's on camera.
What? Don't worry about it. Why are you always worried?
I am always worried. This guy made me sweat buckets on my podcast. He's like, dude, he's literally
I'm
just
used
like...
To it.
His riff is just like, dude, George Floyd totally deserved it. Am I right? And I don't know how to, like... Yeah. I want to be fun, but I don't know how to show the audience.
Like, how can I feel bad for this fentanyl addict?
That's exactly what I thought. I thought, wow.
We have fun, dude. We goof around, man. It's all in
good. Bunch of silly billies.
Sally has this little, like, fucking, you know, disclaimer before the pod, too.
What is it?
No, that's my old podcast that I haven't done in, like, a month.
Oh. It's like, well, this one's
but
like
I will.
This one's
you were on last
many jokes will be made about Sally's penis size, but this is actually incorrect. Sally actually has an average penis.
It's, yeah.
He's smidge above average.
It's like 5.5, and women have a 6-inch diameter vagina, so you don't even really need the full 6-inch.
Yeah.
You don't need above that.
And like, I am 5. I think I'm 6 on the dot. I think I'm an average American man in every way. Height, weight, and penis.
Let's get a look, dude.
Are we doing this right now?
Yeah, we're doing this. Dude,
am I pulling my penis?
I'll put it behind a little fucking sensor.
I mean, it's soft right now. I'll pull my soft penis out.
I'll
right
put
now.
In a little technical difficulties thing with like the Native American.
Well, I do want to do this. So I found the guy, Jonah Falcon, is the biggest penis in the world, allegedly.
Oh, yeah. The one that used to wrap up?
Yes. So this guy will do my podcast, and I would love to either double team a woman with him or... just pull out my penis next to
well,
it.
Well, I'm sorry, Michael, but double teaming a woman is what Sally and I do on our podcast.
Yes.
Is it really?
We know Jumper the way.
Every fucking time I think this is a new fun idea.
Yeah, we actually done we've it. And that's why we don't book women on the show.
They don't want... Yeah. That's every... It's Sid's like, hey, do you want to do the pod? ... By the way, we know Jumper you.
Yeah. Also, one of us has AIDS.
I will be honest. You guys are some fun guys, but it's actually called Plug Talk.
Whatever.
No
dude.
Jumper's his other podcast. So. I'm sorry.
But it's funnier to say No Jumper.
Yeah, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a.
It's because it's Lena
porn
the plug,
scholar.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, their podcast is.
You should get
horrible,
into porn,
too.
Michael.
I've thought about it.
You got
it.
Like the personality for her where I think. And
that's so sweet.
And I'll be like your fucking. I'll be like that guy who always gets like. Hey, oh, yeah. Michael, so I got to go to the store. You mind hanging out with my wife while I go running there? Like, I said, like, oh, in a universe, there's stakes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, they don't exist in a vacuum. Here's another guy who's going to go off and do something.
I've done some sex tapes. And
whoa, Michael.
Yeah, it is funny. My face is just totally in there. And it's like, so I guess, I don't know. This one time
I'm Michael Good. Welcome to Jackass. Here in Jackass, this is having sex with a trans woman. Dude, he's having sex with a trans woman.
Oh, he's fucking gay, man. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but I think he's fucking gay.
Get out of there, trans woman. Get out of there. What are you doing?
Okay, I'm coming. All right, all right.
Let's get Wee Man in there. Yeah.
Steve was just throwing up in the corner.
Yeah. Chris Pontius being like, I'll do it, dude. Yeah, I'll fuck it. I've done this off camera. Yeah.
Ryan Dunn just dying in a snowboard wreckage.
It just cuts to him driving.
Yeah.
Dude, his car crash was so sick.
What an alcoholic loser, dude.
I disagree. He's a rock star.
Well,
he's
like, I mean,
100
like,
miles an hour.
It'd be
crazy.
Cooler to not die if he survived.
Yeah,
and,
but
and was able to drop the kids off at school like he was trying to do.
Dude, he was going like, I think it was like, it was like the craziest.
That's what like fucking broke Bam Margera was his dad.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Like
great.
You can tell like there was like, oh, something like Bam never got out, came out of that one.
No, because the true story is Bam is like, you're not going to drive, you fucking pussy. And then.
Really?
Like,
yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I could see that.
No, I have no idea. But,
but I would do that. What? You know, if Sally fucking died in a car accident, like I'd be bummed, but I'd probably keep the podcast going.
Yeah, I'd hope so.
Super Sally Joe's with Joe Gorman.
Joe Gorman.
I just rename it, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not. Look, I'll tell you this much. I'm not going through the effort of fucking rebranding and restarting another fucking podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So this will always be Super Sally Joe's, no matter what.
Yeah, it's too much work.
Just get Ryan on.
Oh, really?
Take Ryan.
I was just saying, really fun. Sorry, really fun. Jackass, or no, I think it was Wild Boys. They were tired of like the MTV was really strict on like what they would edit.
Right.
So they made a whole episode where like they fucked hookers in panda costumes, and so MTV like, what's it called? We put something crazy in there just so that the other stuff doesn't
like
seem
the
as crazy.
Disclaimer or something. Or
No, like you go to like the
Like the other footage to like the cutaway shit.
No, what it is like they were like, this is the episode of the show, and like. A bunch of the episode was them fucking hookers, and they were like, all right, we have to cut, because like Standards of Breakfast have to cut something, like that's what their job is. So they put crazier shit in there. Same with like Team America did that. They had all the pissing and shit
and stuff.
Right. So they said, okay, well, we got to cut something from this movie. So the other stuff doesn't seem as bad compared, and also they did their job of cutting something out. So yeah. That was not as fun as I thought it would be. Sorry, guys. I'm not always on.
I got confused. Like, damn, we wanted to watch that panda fucking hooker.
That's all
footage.
I was thinking about.
Okay, I got molested. Is that better? Are we back now?
We're back, baby.
Okay.
In a way, we never went away.
That's like the original furry thing, too, right there. Like just the boys fucking hookers in panda costumes.
Yeah.
What would be
really
sick.
Sweaty.
Yeah, I think it would be fun. People like hate furries. It's kind of a thing. They are weird, but there's like a weird vitriol hate. People are like, this is what happens when you let gay go too far.
I mean, there's like justification in that. Makes sense. Well, like, look at like, you know, a fucking decade ago when gay marriage was legalized, they're like, if you do this, like, it's going to be a slippery slope. And now, look, dude, we're literally giving hormones to kids so they can transition.
I predict in our lifetime that like we're going to see on the news someone be like, so what? They have sex with dogs. Let them do that.
Eventually, like, hopefully
We are also currently doing nothing to stop people from fucking dogs.
Well,
I know.
Well, that's why Project 2025 is going to be so cool, because it's going to make it, it's going to classify being trans as a mental disorder.
Okay.
It's actually going to happen.
Very cool guy stuff. Very cool rock star guy stuff.
Watch out, dude.
Yeah, you think I'm going
to
be...
Watch out, Project 2025, dude. Yeah, dude. You're going to have to convert to fucking religion, dude. You're going to have to accept Jesus into your heart, dude.
Mm. You know what is funny, though? I will say this. The Project 25 thing is really funny because Trump has said a bunch of times, like, I don't support this.
Yeah.
And then Kamala keeps being like, Trump's Project 2025. I was like, he never once has said
that. I think Project 20 is like Kony 2012.
Yeah.
I think it's like just something to get us all worked up about, and then it's like... Oh, you know what? It was probably like some like manifesto that originated on Reddit.
Yeah,
where they're like, "Wouldn't this be like an ideal utopia?
Yeah,
where this and this and this happens." And Donald Trump, all this shit is like just 4chan conspiracy that just spirals out of control. Same with like this being like a white power symbol,
right?
Like they were just like, "Hey, we want like 4chan even documented like how they were going to do this." Where they said, "We need various photos and photoshopped images of the OK symbol to start like this trend."
Yeah, yeah.
And then like it was like reverse engineered, so they were like, "Ha ha, we got you." And then the left said, "Oh well, by fucking making a conspiracy theory, you willed it to actually be a white power thing, so it is a white power thing, so we're right."
Yeah.
So it's like basically anyone that did the OK symbol pre 2016 is fine, but now everyone after is like a fucking. So, like, we can't
do
this anymore.
I'll get to bartenders a lot of times. I think it's good.
Can't be like, hey, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
We got to go back to this. We got to bring it back. Yeah. Or this, and you lose the game.
Ah.
Yeah, he's got
Oh, I just lost the game. Remember the game?
Yeah, I remember that.
Lose the game. Yeah.
The game sucks, dude.
Yeah. You just lost the game.
You know what I also remembered? I was molested now. I just lost the game, and I was molested. Yeah.
Tim, you lost the game of life.
I like to think it's character building.
It is, dude. It got you into comedy, and look how you're doing great in comedy, bud.
You break the cycle with you, dude, because a lot of people, they keep it going.
I was trying to write a bit about that because it's like every pedophile has been molested.
Yep.
So when kids get
molested, it's like real life vampires.
You should throw them in jail immediately. Yeah. If it gets molested, just lock them
you're
up.
You're done, dude.
Especially if it was like brutal, you're like, you're going to be a real bad one.
Yeah, there's no way they're not going to be
we're
like
doing
severely
a firing
damaged.
Squad on this morning.
Yeah. I always say if they find out you're a pedophile, they should actually lock you up and see what like hidden talent you do have.
That's
like
a great
singing.
Point.
Be like, sing! Like poke them with a stick and be like,
do
sing.
Something.
Yeah.
Do something. Do a creative thing. And if you
they
can't.
They got like a whiteboard and they solve some complicated math equation.
And if you can't, that's when they're allowed to take you out in the street and gun you down.
Right.
I would just like, you know, I wouldn't mind chemical castration.
I know. I don't care what they do. As long as they're not around me. As long as they're
you know
not around me, brother.
They should have to do it kind of fun. Like, they should have to do it where it's like.
Like they tie a rope around it and like, go, horsey.
Yeah. Or like they have to give you like a child's body. Like they take your brain out and put you in a child. So it's not molesting anymore. Yeah. It's just sex. Because it's really funny that like, we are cool with adults having sex. We don't really care if teenagers fuck each other. Yeah. But teenagers cannot fuck adults. So
why
we
not?
Put an adult brain because it why doesn't not? End well.
What age should we be able to fuck a teenager?
What's
14?
I've
what?
Always
what's the age of consent? What should like let's be real. Like what's a good age of consent? I would say 14. What, dude? Come on.
Yeah.
I'm trying to play on this.
How unfun
was that? Me being like, I'm trying to.
How could I be?
He sets the bar so high,
the
and cleanly,
you,
where you're like,
what?
I can't even like riff,
grade
on,
eight.
Riff on you. I'm doing math in my
it's
head.
It's either
right
I
now.
Go. It's because no matter how I riff this, it makes it almost real. It's how you said it.
Yeah. I will say this. I really do not care about people fucking 17-year-olds. Look, if I would not really be – if I found a guy I knew who fucked a 17-year-old, I'd be like, that's kind of gross. I probably wouldn't hang out with him. But, like, people are like Bass Nectar, like this DJ fucked a 17-year-old. People were like, that's – I'm like, yeah, he's a dubstep DJ. You think he's not doing –
yeah, what is
– he's
a little – yeah, take all the fucking kids you want.
Yeah.
Save them old bitches.
It's like
for
everybody
me.
Acts like they care about pedophiles, but nobody has done a single thing besides, I guess, Lil Pump. Actually, they're just being mean to them. I'm not a fan of the whole like just being.
Yeah. What about those YouTubers that are like, I fucking pretended to be a fucking 15-year-old.
They go beat up a mentally ill guy.
Yeah, and then like, and then they find like some fucking literally like a retarded guy with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
It's like wearing like a too small Star Wars shirt.
Imagine how much you want to fuck a kid after getting beaten up by a Lil Pump. You're all bummed out. That's like a hot fudge Sunday for you on that day. You're like, I just got bullied on the internet by a bunch of like. Douchebags, you're like, now I just want to really take it out of this 8-year-old.
I just gotta like let off some steam sexually on this fucking child.
Yeah. You know, I did have my podcast though. I do like what this guy does. My buddy Colin, what he does is he does trivia with them. Uh-huh. So he invites them and then he goes, okay, if you guys win trivia, I will not call the cops on you. But he already called the cops on him. So he's just like, how many eyes does a bee have? And these pedophiles, they can't answer any questions because they're just like, this fucking sucks. But some of them get stressed out. They're like, what was the mom's name in the Flintstone? I don't want to go to jail for pedophilia.
I just have a gun with me.
Yeah.
Because, like, honestly, like, if I'm going to go fuck a kid, I'm going to kill the kid afterwards. I'm going to have to kill their fucking parents.
Yeah.
You know, like, he saw my face. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I have to kill the kid, kill the parents. Erase the hard drive that the kid had. Put a magnet on the hard drive.
EMP maybe, the house. Basically.
Yeah, EMP the house. Maybe set it on fire just to be safe. Make it look like a gas.
You might have to burn the neighbors. Well, the neighbors because they have ring cameras. They might
smash,
have seen
smash out their face with a hammer to destroy all dental records.
This is
right.
Very smart thinking.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm a fucking clever rapist.
Oops.
I just write like fucking amazing erotica.
Imagine just reading that in a book. It's like, wow, a real sexy story here.
Yeah, you watch enough like NYPD Blue and shit, and like this like Law and Order. And
you
like,
look like
I'm
the
gonna,
you look like the guy from NYPD Blue.
Let it breathe. Take those pants off, dude.
Yeah,
take those constraining pants off while you're at it. Sally, why don't you pour our guest a glass of wine and lower these harsh lights a bit.
I'll be honest, there is a real joy in my heart. I woke up like really hungover, kind of feeling depressed. I love podcasting with
you. Oh,
nice, dude. That's what it's all about, brother.
Yeah.
Damn,
we love
dude.
Podcasting.
Yeah.
With
podcasting
you.
Is like, well, podcasting is the future of comedy, unfortunately, for better or worse.
You know? Yeah. And front-facing videos.
Yeah. Oh, God. Front-facing videos recorded in your truck.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, I got the new fucking KFC fucking endless bucket. So I just want to show y'all what you got here, man.
Hey, y'all.
You know what's a great one? I love doing this. You take a video of something crazy on the internet, and then you just react to
it. Yeah, or like you just look at it like...
Yeah.
Or like you
as
point.
If the internet hasn't always just been filled with like chicks fucking horses and stuff.
Right, yeah. Right.
You're like, oh wow, this is a man on the street interview.
Whoa,
on her boyfriend. You're like,
I like it when somebody else like does like the time to make like a life hack video, and then all you do is like reshare it, but like you have like a dumb little reaction to it.
My favorite one I saw is this one black guy. Not even him reacting. He just has a post-it of his like a cutout of his face. On the video.
Oh, man.
So all he has is his face on the video. It's not even a live video. It's a picture.
You know what would be, like, fucking hilarious is, like, it's a video of a black guy, like, hyper-reacting, but it's something like a light bulb turns on. And he's like, what is that shit, man? A rocket ship taking off. Like, what the fuck, man?
That is funny. That is funny. There I go again explaining things. I'm being such a
that
fucking
funny,
low
yeah.
A fucking magic trick where a fucking magician like has a bunch of doves appear and he's like fucking freaking out, like losing his mind, dude.
My favorite one is, I don't know if I talked about this with you, my favorite one is there's a video of a retarded guy.
Love it.
He's talking about, he's doing a PSA on why everybody should eat peanut butter. Have you seen that guy?
No.
He's like, everybody has to go out there. Just eat peanut butter. It's good for you. I always like when a retarded guy is trying to tell you information as if it's like important.
Yeah.
Like,
do you see the one where the guy's like, you can't feel down because if you're down, you'll never be up.
Yeah, he's got like a yarmulke. He's like a retarded
Jewish
guy. And he's like,
tell me he has like the fucking Jewish fucking curly things on this side.
You can't let people push it down because then you're not up. And then if you're down, you're not up.
You gotta go with the downs and the ups.
It's
you can't be
like
out.
Like typical like piano music that you hear a podcast
so
clip.
Good.
Well, my favorite retarded thing in the whole entire world is this. Me and my ex were at a beach thing. They were doing trivia. Mm-hmm. And next to us was a guy with Down syndrome. And they were like, no cheating at trivia. And the guy with Down syndrome was giving us a little grin. And he goes, I'll give you guys all the answers. And we're like, okay. So we're like, maybe he knows these. And so we write them all down. And everyone, he goes like, and we're like, oh, okay, yeah. And we're like, we took all of his answers. Every single answer was wrong. Every single one was wrong. It was just completely wrong. And we looked back and he was gone. Like, he was just on the left.
Did I dream it?
Yeah.
He walked away like Kevin Spacey at the end of Usual Suspects. Just like, his eyes went normal. His walk.
His neck
just puts a nice mustache on. It's like another couple thwarted.
That's
it was
so
funny. It was like, what's the shark's name in Jaws? He goes, Great Jack White. And I was like, okay, Great Jack White.
It's Bruce. I knew that.
Every single one was completely wrong.
Super Jack White. Wow. That doesn't even
Well, who's the real retard?
Yeah, man? I know, yeah.
That's a good one, dude.
Fucking hilarious.
It was so funny. Because like, the way he's saying it was just so great, too. Because he's like, yo, look, I'm going to be nice to you. I'm
he like
you
looks out from underneath the I gotta let you wait on something. I like the cut of your jib.
Shades. He flips his shades.
I've been working this trivia ring for quite a while.
It will never not be funny. Like, you could take me to like a Chinese or North Korean like re-education camp where they like torture me and to like make me to be like, it's not funny. Like, it will, retarded people is the funniest thing in the world.
It's like, we have to laugh at that. it's like I'm sorry.
They laugh at it.
It's like crazy. It's like, it's so crazy. Like, all of our lives, like, we were raised to be like, you can't fucking laugh at retarded people.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I feel like we finally come full circle where it's like, all right, just go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, it's like TikTok made it impossible not to because they put themselves out there.
Yeah.
They know what they look like. They know what they're doing.
I mean,
trying to act like a fucking Reggie.
Yeah.
I was at a Grace Papaya on the Upper West Side hot dog joint. It's really good. And a whole, like, senior center of black retarded people showed up.
Yikes.
In line.
Okay.
A murder.
So they're old?
Yep, and all like downs are like touched. All of them.
I thought they like die early. So there's older ones?
Yeah, there's older ones.
Yeah, those vaccinations didn't wipe them all out.
Some of them were cutting, and the helper was like, "Stop cutting!" And the other ones who cut would be like, "I ain't snitching. I ain't Susan Say." Dude, I had to walk away because I kept like being
it's
like,
so
like I couldn't watch. I was like, "This is
what
cruel."
What are we supposed to do? Not laugh at these people that are disabled?
Well, the other thing too is, dude, there's now the funniest thing on the internet. Talk about black guys reacting. There's always a woman in hot yoga pants, and then she turns around and she has Down syndrome.
Yes.
And the reaction is like a black guy goes, "We all going to hell." It's so every time, and it's like, it's so funny. We were joking about on my podcast, like, yeah, it's for me and all the peanut butter. Just gives you a fat ass.
Nice, dude.
Yeah. Retards have fat asses, big cocks. They're fucking machines.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can't have sex.
Yeah. It sucks.
Life's
and all they want to do is have sex. You can tell.
Oh no. I know somebody who they have a sister, or somebody told me this. They have like a friend whose sister's retarded. Yeah. And apparently she does not. She's horny. She's trying to fuck like regulars. And she's very much like, she's like, "I don't want to fuck retards." Like, she's like, "Yeah, the retarded guy."
Dude.
All. She's like, "That guy's fucking retarded."
Dude, I used to work with a kid who was, well, he was 20s, but he had the mind of a 10-year-old. But he's retarded. And he
what
would
was
do,
his spirit at that? What do you have the spirit of it?
What do you mean?
Age-wise.
Oh, he was like 10.
Okay.
Yeah. So he liked like wrestling and everything. And
okay. Nice.
Shit,
like
same shit Sally's into.
Yeah. Literally. We got along pretty well, dude. We really did. It was easy to talk to him.
Yeah.
But he, same thing, dude. If he ever saw other retarded people, he would like be like, "Look at these weirdos."
Yeah.
Like,
"Hey, you and me, man."
Yeah, yeah. They're not like us.
What's wrong with them?
Yeah. And then he would also, like, he only wanted babes. Like, he'd see, like, fat women and be like, "Ugh. She's disgusting." I would never. So
isn't that, I love, like, the idea, like, in his mind, like, a beautiful fucking woman is like, "I wish there was some retard out there that wanted to fuck me."
Well, he.
But, you know, there is, I mean, there's chicks that fuck horses, so there's got to be chicks that fuck retards.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's
they're
like.
Called angels.
Yeah, like, it's like they're women that want money, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Women that want money.
Yeah, honestly,
there are
though,
rich
you.
Retards out there.
You, if you are, like, one of those hookers who does do that, it's like, you. Yeah, you. If you're a woman who did that for free, you're really fucked up. Like,
no, you're like broken if you're doing it for free.
Yeah, you're fucked up, dude. Like, you're honestly kind of taking advantage a little too.
A little bit of a rape, yeah.
No, well, actually, no. No, you're making their day, but you're
it hurts their soul.
Have,
they don't have the mental capacity to know what's actually happening.
And it hurts their soul, too, let's be honest.
And it's like, that kid's not getting into heaven.
Yeah, it is true.
God's like, it's like, "Oh, nope, sorry."
Yeah, it's funny how that just happens, where God just kind of sprinkles in it. And he's like, "You're just going to be so retarded."
Yeah, God has.
It's like, that's
God,
like,
it's God.
Yeah, there really is like a fucking genetic flaw, dude.
Yeah, and apparently it's not from incest. Well, they're different. Okay, Down syndrome doesn't come from incest.
No, not that.
But,
not necessarily. I think it comes from like damaged sperm.
Yeah.
Too much Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
What about the blue chews? Does that affect your cum?
It does.
Maybe. It has to. So
it
has
makes
to
your kid autistic.
Okay. Well, is he? Well, then he'll fuck Amber Heard.
But if you're, delicious callback.
Thank you, sir.
that was a weird fist bump.
Yeah. But whatever, dude. The most important thing is, like, if the child was conceived with love, it won't be retarded.
That's what I've heard. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it's really like literally like
that's a fact.
In the case of mental retardation, it comes from the parents either not loving each other, or unfortunately, a rape.
What? You're telling me I've made 900 retarded kids?
At least, dude.
Ooh, that's not fun.
Well,
see, look, I'm a little spicier on this one than mine.
Oh, I know, dude.
This is different. This is a different fan base.
Yeah, dude.
On my own, I'm like, "Sorry, Aunt Judy. I don't mean to be a..."
Oh, yeah. None of my family, I tell them not to listen to my podcast.
I say you're not allowed to.
Yeah. Well, I say go ahead at your own risk.
Well, this
I say watch out. And if you're a spaghetti, don't listen to
I'm actually podcast. Certain they have, because some of them just don't talk to me the same way anymore.
Oh, yeah. My grandparents listened to my sister had this Barbie. It was the head of a Barbie that you'd comb its hair, but it's just a life-sized woman's head. So I tried to fuck it when I was a kid.
Nice.
And I talked about it on my podcast. My grandparents listened to it and were like disgusted, and they turned it off, and they were like really disturbed. And then my dad was talking to me about it. And then one time, me and my dad were going through a walk in a forest, and he was
okay.
I didn't get molested. But he goes, you know,
not then.
I was watching an Eddie Murphy special, and he has this joke about putting action figures up his ass. But, you know, he's got this charm and this. I mean, are you just telling me I'm not as funny as Eddie Murphy? Like, what was the point of this conversation to be like, you could make these jokes, but you're just not good enough?
Yeah.
And you don't have what a young homophobic Eddie Murphy had.
Yeah.
Well, and then,
maybe you should take a few car rides with some trans women.
Yeah.
Little did he know.
I already have. No, my dad knows I fucked a trans woman. He found out on Christmas and died laughing. We were my bro, like, I forgot how the conversation came up, but he died laughing. But the what's it called?
We've all had sex with a trans woman, though.
No, yeah. No, we haven't.
Yeah, we
Sally
have.
Has.
No, we haven't.
Yes, yeah, no, well, like, no. Sally's like, it doesn't count because she hasn't begun the hormone therapy. Right, and yeah. I was like,
well, she tricked me.
But Sally, if she felt like a woman in her soul, that's what truly matters.
That's what's important, yeah.
Well, like, Sally's like, but she had a full-on penis. Like, he was like literally just a man wearing a wig.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, no, Sally, if she feels like she's a woman, she's a woman.
That's literally my bit on that, yeah. I'm talking about. Oh, like, yeah. She did tell me.
Yeah, now the woman I had, like, her surgery was so pure. It's like literally indecipherable from a biological woman. She could even like procreate. Like, that's how fucking advanced the surgery was.
It's intense, yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Well,
3D printed fucking... It's inner workings, yeah.
It's next level.
It's crazy.
But the one I fucked, it was funny too, because when I asked her, I go, are you transgender? And she says, well, technically, I've been a woman my whole life.
Yeah.
And my joke is like, yeah, I don't think my buddies are going to see it that way.
It's like, but also, who gives a fuck what your buddies think?
No, totally. Yeah. But I do.
It does. I mean, like, yeah, you can't bring her around. Yeah, you want her to wait outside while you record this podcast?
It's funny how trans women are on the same level as really fat women. When it comes to
where everybody
to
wants
boys.
A little piece, but nobody,
nobody wants to lug them around.
Yeah. The other thing I want to say real quick before I forget, I have a family friend apparently that sat down with dinner with my family last week, and they were like, I don't know if you've listened to Michael's podcast, but it's absolutely disgusting. And my mom, shout out to my mom, she goes, I don't listen to it. It's not for me. And I'm like,
my mom said the same thing. She goes, I should listen to your podcast. I go, no, you shouldn't. And she goes, and she was just like, oh, okay. She just went about her day.
Yeah, I was like, you might as well look at poop come out of my asshole.
That's what I said. I was like, I talk about sex and stuff. She's like, never mind.
I'm like, shut up. You don't want to hear about how cool I fucking am.
Yeah.
They probably just don't like that I say the N-word on this a lot. Like, I didn't raise him to say that word. That hateful word.
Yeah. You could edit in me if you, like, full AI permission to make me look like I'm saying the N-word in this podcast. That's great deniability.
What if I just got like a little like clear
just a similar voice to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe don't.
We'll see what happens.
It's funny. I make a joke like that. I'm like, yeah, please don't do it.
Yeah.
We had so much.
Yeah, we're at an hour five, dude.
We've been going along, dude. We're in the stretch.
We're in the twilight, baby.
We did it.
We hit our stride, and we're just cruising. We're gonna go deep, you know, into the sun.
Yeah, we're feeling it, dude.
Out into
we're
the
feeling
into
it.
The ether.
Where do we go from here? Yeah, I'm feeling this. Take me to your room. I'm feeling this, pulling down my underwear. Fingers in my ass. I feel really funny.
Keep going.
I don't know this song.
And your name is Uncle Johnny.
I don't know the song.
You don't know Feelings by Blink-182?
No, I'm not. I wasn't that big into them.
What? Really?
I know.
You seem like you would totally be.
I know. Bad. I just haven't. I know the hits, but that. I know like the radio hits, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Feeling It's great.
I'm having sex with a man.
They did
I
do that.
I want to suck his cock and fuck me in my ass.
They did.
Oh, there you go.
They did do that in between.
Hurts my ass. Been getting railed by him.
They did do that in between their songs.
He says, shut up and just... Oh, sorry.
They were the original cum boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Oh, they had I Want to Fuck a Dog in the Ass. That's a whole
song. They have an old album where it's the live album. It's like, I think it's their first live album. And in between every song, they're like, whoa, hey, what's up, crowd? You guys gay? I'm gay. Fucked Travis before the show. And Travis is like, yeah. And then they just, next song's this. It's literally going.
It's like, now like they're like in like their 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
But they have to sing songs about like, oh, I got to jerk off before my mom gets home. Whoa, I miss my girlfriend.
Dude, I saw Simple Plan this summer, and I'm Just a Kid, and it was just kind of like, this song's good,
well,
but
it's like funny,
fucking weird.
And like all their fans are singing along with like receding hairlines, being like, I'm just a kid.
Yeah. I will say this. So I saw them with Sum 41.
Mm.
Sum 41 still is trying to look like Rockstar. Simple Plan, when I saw them, they actually looked good. Because
Healthy.
Yeah, they're wearing like New Balances. I was like, these look like adult men.
Yeah.
They're just having fun.
It does look like they were like, they figured out exactly. They knew what they were young and were like, all right, we've made millions.
I got a wife.
We'll capitalize on this for the rest of our lives, but I'm also going to wear things that fit.
Yeah.
You know, and change my style with the current times.
Yeah, they look like a bunch of hot boys.
They literally genuinely, dude, look like us on stage with their outfits. Well, maybe a little more trendy, but yeah.
I'm not as hot as that guy.
Okay, well, you're selling yourself short.
You know what? I really am. You know what?
You're not an ugly guy, Mike.
Should we go to the When We Were Young tour?
Ooh.
It's basically all the fucking...
It already happened.
Can we go
again?
It
goes every year, right?
Okay, no. we'll go next year. We'll go next
it's going to be crazy like when we don't know anyone from the When We Were Young tour. It's like, who are these whippersnappers?
Yeah.
Ice Spice, dude.
Mm. Oh, talk about a retard I would fuck.
You'd have sex with Ice Spice?
Yeah, well, she's also... There's a theory that she's retarded.
No, she has Down syndrome.
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, look at her face.
She actually does have Down syndrome.
You look at her eyes, and she has the, like...
Yeah, she's like a vacant, like a thousand-yard stare. Yeah. Well, what a fucking retard, dude.
Well, hey, didn't I say they all got thick asses?
Yeah, they do.
Big booty? Retards got big booties, big dick.
Yeah.
Would you ever kill a retarded person?
I don't like doing things twice.
Ooh, Michael, good.
It's a lot more work than a regular person, too.
I don't think necks are so hard to strangle.
Yeah.
No, haven't you ever read the Guide of Mice and Men on how to kill a retarded person?
Just gun to the head.
Yeah, just have them look off to the distance and think about rabbits.
Yeah,
that was, that whole fucking, every paper I wrote was basically like encouraging euthanasia, where it's like if a person is mentally incapable or any form of a burden to you, you have a right to extinguish their lives. And I was like, George could have easily brought, you know, fucking Lenny to the police or worked to rehabilitate him, but it's just easier to kill him.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, doesn't it feel good to put a barrel of a gun to a human being's head and pull the trigger knowing you've taken a life, a retarded life at that?
It's probably a real.
I was like, I bet it feels good to kill a retard. That's all I wrote in my. I bet it feels so good to kill a retarded person.
What I would do is I would. You know how some kids' toys have like what do you call them? Like lead on them. I would paint. Mm. I would somehow fill a Batman action figure with lead because I know he's going to try to eat it.
Yeah.
That's why their necks are so wide. It's like an evolutionary thing.
Yeah, you know, just get him to fucking choke on something. Yeah. Like, they'll probably assume he fucking,
Be like, hey, Kurt Angle is in that baler over there.
Yeah.
Just watch him climb in.
A hot dog filled with Legos or something.
Yeah, dude. 1,000. Damn, wouldn't it be funny if it just ends up becoming like a road
race? I don't see him. Oh, no.
Why has it not been a serial killer who's killed retards? Does it just not feel like as powerful? Maybe?
I don't know, dude. Like they're actually kind of crafty because like I remember one time this retard was running around and I'm like, I'm gonna get this retard. So I painted a fucking tunnel on a brick wall.
Ooh.
And he was running towards it. He ran through the tunnel and I'm like, what the fuck? So I was like, I'll show him, and like I was running, smacked into a wall.
Oh my god.
I was completely flattened. Oh. Last time I ever used Acme brand paint.
Mm. They used to piss me off that he never won, dude.
God, of course you would get mad about that selling.
He gets mad at a lot of things.
He gets so mad about everything.
Nothing, like at the marathon, I'm like, what a beautiful day, nice people. He goes, I hate that they're clapping for the people that are going slow.
It was. This stupid bitch on your corner who had a fucking pie in her hand is like, yes.
People have fun.
Dude, that girl needed dick in her life.
Well, you should have given it to her.
I should.
We could have put the podcast on hold for an hour while Sully does his little business.
I like you gave me an hour.
Hot pan, bitch. Needed to fucking straighten it out.
Why don't you put that to good use and make some eggs after I drill you out?
Ooh,
there you go. That's how I do it.
Do you really?
No.
You animal.
I would never talk to.
Why not?
I couldn't actually talk to a woman that way and keep a straight face.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah,
Sally's mean to women, dude. I've seen him.
I mean, I can see that. There's a little spice, a little anger in him.
Well, I hate women. Axe throwing thing. He was like, "Hey, I want to show you something, sweetheart. Stand over there." And she was like, "What? Like, just stand over there." And she was like, "Okay." And then he fucking threw an axe and like almost fucking hit her head.
Ooh.
It was like right by her, and she's like, "Oh my god!" And he was like, "Just stand right there." Ooh. And he threw like five more axes, like all of them like right by her body. And he was like, "No, come over here, bitch." And she walked forward, but the axes like had
Zorro
her clothes
style.
Pinned.
Oh,
and her clothes fell.
Yep, Zorro style, dude.
Why would you do that to her?
Because she's a woman, and she's they're pigs, dude. They want to be treated like shit. So I do that.
Okay. Well, you've made a pretty reasonable point on that. And I
name a woman who doesn't like to be treated like shit.
He doesn't know any biological women. Dude.
Yeah, I only know trans. My mom's trans. My sister's trans. My dad's a trans man. Very confusing family.
Yeah, that's actually the best way. If your mom and dad are both trans,
all the parts are still there. Yeah. Penis and vagina. Yeah, yeah, it's like my mom fucks my dad in his pussy with her dick.
They just went out of their way to make sure you get on diversity shows.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not trans, but both my parents are.
My trans family? That is something we
damn,
need.
That is a fucking one man. That is a Brooklyn one man show waiting to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
My everyone's trans.
It's like you just shrugging. Yeah. It's like you got like the fucking male symbol, the fucking female symbol, everything just swirling all around.
At the Grifty Room? Would that be where it's at? I'm
that's
where
it's.
Yeah.
The Grifty Room.
The Grifty Theater.
The Grift Room.
Oh, yeah, the Grifty
which is really just like a fucking little open area and a coffee shop.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like this idea.
Yeah.
I'm changing. You know what I will say this? I'm very mad that when Shane Gillis did SNL, he didn't just immediately. He should have just gone so far the other way and just done a liberal comedian comedy. It would have been so funny if he just, like, painted his nails and had, like, a flannel. Yeah. Something like that.
Nice. I think
so. I've been going to be edgy now. I'm going back. I'm going to become a woke comic.
I've been watching a little SNL and it kind of it's not that great.
Really?
No, it's like everyone, like, is like a little fucking dumb kid.
Oh, yeah, I'm being sarcastic. It's the worst show. I've never liked it.
Yeah. Even as a kid, I didn't like it.
I was like, this is stupid.
Mad TV all day, baby.
There was funny people on it, but I didn't think they were doing their best. Like, Andy Samberg's hilarious, but he was just like, my dick is in a box.
Right.
And I'm like, what?
He was so, like, neutered with what they gave him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, let him just run free, dude. Like, I wish they'd let Awesome Town be a thing rather than get picked up by SNL.
What's Awesome Town?
Awesome Town was one he did with, like, Yorma Tekorn and Akiva.
Okay.
Like the three guys, like the Lonely Island guys.
Okay.
They had like a sketch comedy show that they filmed a pilot for and it tried to get picked up, but it didn't happen. But it was really fucking funny. It's like basically a lot of like what would have gone on to be like digital shorts on SNL.
Yeah.
They kind of just made a whole show about that.
That would have been great.
Which is what they would have done. But Brooklyn Nine-Nine was also pretty good. Made me pro fucking cop.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, damn, dude.
And you're like, that guy needs to be a slave, Terry. So we thought.
Terry Crews should be a slave. He should be a slave, dude. But it'd also be scary because, like, how do you fucking control, like, a slave like that, too?
Well, dude, that's a story. Did you hear fucking Frederick Douglass? Like, it was written by Frederick Douglass. I don't know how legit this is.
Yeah.
He may have been tooting his own horn. But there's a section where he, like, picked up his overseer by the neck when, like, nobody else was around. I'm like, I'm just realizing
that. Yeah, book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm now thinking maybe he lied.
And then he fucking pulled the shackles apart himself, thinking about how cool it was being a black Israelite.
Yeah, yeah. And then Abraham Lincoln was like, you have the best penis in America.
He's like, damn, you're fucking cool. So cool, Frederick Douglass.
Yeah.
Picked up my overseer. Yeah, right. And people were like, yeah, that fucking rules.
He's like, I got the most pussy out of all the slaves.
People are still running the marathon, like 5 hours after it started, man.
Yeah. Well, Sally's on his phone, so.
I am. Sorry. I'm disrespecting
he's
my
looking
friend.
Up some girl texted him.
Ooh, I wish, dude.
And said, hey.
I wish a girl would text me, but they all are mad I threw axes at him.
Girls.
I was listening to the gym the other day.
Dude,
I felt so silly. I'm like, who am I?
Dude, that song, hits your ear and it rules, but when you really listen to the lyrics, you're like, this is one of the worst songs I've ever heard.
I like
in my life.
Chicks and I'm totally not gay. I like girls.
Not sure.
Raisin, it's about hookers, right? Too?
Pretty much.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
That's all they ever had sex with.
Nobody I didn't even talk about Pumps, 13 the worst club in America.
13-year-olds and Heather Locklear.
Oh.
Give me a little piece of that Motley Crue when you're done. Hey, Motley Crue, give me that old
How long do you always normally go for?
Three hours.
We're actually done.
We're doing it Joe Rogan style where we try to get at least three hours.
Well, I could feel the shit came back right. It started at the beginning and then it went away. And then
It always comes back, baby.
Yeah.
Wait till you hit hour four and then you really hit the zone.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, it's just.
Where you start naming
shit
names.
Shit just starts coming out of your eyes, dude.
Not to name other podcasts on here. When Matt and Shane started doing theirs, they used to do something called the shit cast. Where they'd go and just in the bathroom, they'd talk to the guy in the stall next to him and record on audio. They'd be like, you're on the shit cast right now. Anything you want to say? And it was kind of a fun
idea. You guys
like,
oh, getting fucked in the ass. It's like, you go to a glory hole and you're like, oh, I can't wait to fucking suck a dick. And like, microphone just comes through the hole and they're like, hey, you're on the fucking glory hole cast.
Yeah. Free Palestine.
Whoa! It's so
soft.
Fucking,
Oh, yeah, dude.
Damn. All right, Michael Good. Well, where can people find you? Where can we get another Michael Good fix?
Look, if you're trans, you can follow me on Instagram, Michael Good Comedy. If you're not trans, then do not even bother. The Morning Good podcast on YouTube. Yeah, it's fun. Look, if you follow me on Instagram and you say you heard me on this podcast, I'll follow you back. Or if you just want to follow me for fun and you don't want me to follow you back, then just follow me and I appreciate it.
Hell yeah. Awesome, yeah. Man.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for doing it, man. As always, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's been our show. Thank you so much for watching. Please like and subscribe. Share this video. Share it on Reddit and ask Reddit what their opinion of us is. And hopefully we'll get some good feedback maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, as always, thanks for supporting us. Thanks for watching live comedy.
Bye.
We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys. Bye.